Now, I don't want you to hear this question like I disagree with him being number one, but I'm simply asking the question because that's kind of what sports talk is. If you had to explain right now why Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league, what would your answer be? If somebody came up to you and said, I think Josh Allen's the best quarterback or Lamar Jackson, and you said, no, it's Patrick Mahomes, what would your reasoning be for why he's still the best quarterback in the league?
He wins more. Like that would be like statistically, Allen was better last year. Lamar was better last year statistically. But if you were to ask me, hey, defend how Patrick Mahomes is number one. He is just does more winning. That is the big stat right now that is in Patrick Mahomes' category that the others don't have. So I don't like quarterback wins the stat, but if you were to ask me, hey, what's the stat where it's just undeniable Mahomes is 1-1, the answer is winning. He just does more winning.
Yeah, I mean, my answer is very similar to yours, but looking at it through a different lens, I think Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the league because there is no player in the final 5 minutes of the game that I think better puts us in a place to win better than he does. I feel very, very confident when Mahomes takes the field and the Chiefs are down 3 with 4 minutes to go and they need to put a drive together, whether it is to tie or take the lead, I feel very, very confident. You have a certain feeling when your team needs to kick a field goal on if you think your kicker can make a 47-yard field goal or not. If it's the bottom of the ninth and there's a runner on first base and you bring out your closer, there is a measure of confidence that you have or uncertainty. There's no player in the league that I'd rather have in that moment take the field to help us get this win better than Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not really sure that it's that close between him and who else you think would best fit in that scenario. So for me, that's why I would have him as the best quarterback in the league. This is who they have as the tier two high-end starters after those big four. Number 5, they have Jalen Hurts. Number 6 is Jaden Daniels. Number 7 is Matthew Stafford. 8 is Justin Herbert. Those are the 4 quarterbacks that they have in the high-end starter category. It feels very, very early to me to put Jaden Daniels at number 6. He had a phenomenal season. Don't get me wrong. One of the best rookie seasons that we have ever seen a quarterback put together. We are talking about one season. One season from Jaden Daniels. A great season. A dominant season. We are talking about one season, and part of quarterback greatness is not just the flash. It is the longevity. It is your ability to replicate it and be a guy consistently year in and year out. The reason you feel that way about Mahomes is we have a tremendous body of work that you've put together. Josh Allen has put a tremendous body of work. When Lamar Jackson has been healthy, a tremendous body of work. We've seen that same thing from Joe Burrow. I think it's a little bit disrespectful for a guy who has put one season together to put him in the same conversation with those big four that I named, also be ahead of Matthew Stafford, who has won his team a Super Bowl, and directly behind Jalen Hurts, who also been fairly consistent in the league and also taken his team to the Super Bowl. I think having Jaden Daniels at 6 is a very premature. I'm not 100% sure where I'd put him. Probably somewhere closer to that 11 or 12 range because the inexperience and just the follow-up hasn't been there. 6 just feels high to me, especially when, and we can keep going down the list, you got Jared Goff at 9.
I will say this. I agree that Jaden Daniels is too high. I also say Jared Goff's probably too low at 9, but and PFF does far more analytical breakdowns than I do. Do you know who feels like they're prime for regression in 2025? Jared Goff. So if PFF is telling you, hey, a lot of Jared Goff's greatness is Ben Johnson related, I don't mind him falling to 9. I think Jaden Daniels at 6 is a little bit of, it's not the exact same as the backup quarterback theorem, but he hasn't failed yet. We've never seen him go through tough times. So, oh, he's perfect. But I do think at its core, we have a consensus top 5. It's Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, Hurts. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think the conversation now starts at 6. We talked about this earlier this summer. Does the conversation start at 5? I think it probably starts at 5, but with what Hurts has accomplished, the conversation and interest really begins around number 6. At this point, there's like a hierarchy. I like how PFF did it. There's an elite tier. Then there's a really good tier. Like, it feels like that's how quarterback works in the NFL right now.
I'm reading this paragraph for Justin Herbert, and I'm not really sure how a website like PFF can put this together. Justin Herbert might be the best regular season quarterback in non-clutch situations. His passing grade actually tops Patrick Mahomes. In standard game situations outside of late game or high pressure moments, Herbert owns the second highest passing grade in the league. Wait. But that's what defines you being a great quarterback, are clutch situations. You being really good in non-clutch situations ain't really doing much for me at quarterback. It's empty buckets. It's empty calories. Yes, you're really, really good in that January game against Toronto. In fact, you're phenomenal in the January game against Toronto. But what about in late April, early May, when you got to go up against Anthony Edwards and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander? You then turn into a pumpkin. Justin Herbert is the exact same way. Justin Herbert is really, really good in September against Jacksonville. Oh my goodness. Justin Herbert, he might win you your daily fantasy league that day. He's going to go out there, throw for 400 yards, throw for 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He got that long hair flowing. It's going to be great. You play that game on a Monday night in Kansas City and Justin Herbert throws 3 interceptions and the Chargers lose because of one of his interceptions. I can't put Justin Herbert in my top 10. I'm sorry. There's no player I've given up on more in the last 6 months than Justin Herbert. He's fraudulent. I've seen it too many times, and I will not be fooled again. You can't be fooled again. I won't be fooled with Justin Herbert. You might be fooled. He's the best regular season quarterback in non-clutch situations. His passing grade actually tops Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, for a week 7 game against Houston. Where's that at in week 19 against Houston? He's a bum. I'm not doing it with Justin Herbert. I give up. I quit. I renounce. Denounce him. Whatever the word is. Number 10, they have Geno Smith. Do you think Geno Smith's a top 10 quarterback in the league?
Whoa, Geno Smith?
They have Geno Smith as the 10th best quarterback in the
National Football League. And actually, I actually think the Raiders in a few years.
Why'd you say it like that?
Raiders of years might be okay because Chip Kelly seemed to have a pretty good offense at Ohio State.
You said no with too much energy. No. Why'd you say it like that?
What did Geno Smith do in the last couple of years that made you think, oh, that's a top 10 quarterback? I would take Sam Darnold right now over Geno Smith. I'd take Bo Nix over Geno Smith.
You want me to read to you his little blurb?
Few. It's 2012 and he's in Morgantown? No. Is that the blurb?
Few would have had Smith pegged to grade as the 6th best passer in the NFL over the last 2 seasons, but here we are. Why do they keep using Patrick Mahomes as the guideline? In fact, his passing grade is just 0.2 points shy of Patrick Mahomes. After being traded for a 3rd-round pick this offseason, Geno should enjoy an improved offensive line but a downgrade in weapons. He protects the football and has a knack for generating big-time throws. Hey, man, I'm telling you this right now. If you're telling me that Geno Smith is a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League, quarterback play is cooked. I'm telling you, it's bad if that's the case. And you want to know why? Because he's top 10, and we shouldn't be complaining about these dudes getting paid anymore if Geno is a top 10 quarterback. In fact, I'm now looking at this. I think I'd rather have all of these guys behind Geno ahead of him. They have Purdy at 11, Jordan Love at 12, Baker Mayfield at 13, CJ Stroud at 14. I'd rather have all 4 of those guys than have Geno Smith as my quarterback. And Geno's fine, but he's the 10th best quarterback in the league. Something's going on over there, Pro Football Focus. The computer is broken.
Baker Mayfield at not in the top 10 is also, I think, wrong. Like,
yeah, I think that Baker should be probably 10.
What more does Baker have to do to prove he's a top 10 quarterback in the league? But you could keep going down the list, and I would probably take those guys over Geno Smith.
You want to know who they have at 16? The average quarterback? Who do you think it is?
I would have said Geno Smith, but apparently we live in a world where he's 10.
Trevor Lawrence. Actually, who they have.
Okay, no. Also, no.
Can you give me credit for who's been saying this the whole time?
Yeah,
about Trevor
Lawrence? Never. You are correct.
Okay. I just want credit because, you know, nobody else is going to give me credit for. I've been very, very consistent on Trevor Lawrence ever since he's entered the league. No one's ever heard me. Who do you think they have as the worst starting quarterback heading into this upcoming season on Pro Football Focus?
Based on returning? Like, am I going to pick a rookie here? Like, yeah. Cam Ward is
all of them. Okay. Counting this.
I mean, I would probably take Cam Ward because the most unknown.
Saints.
Oh, yeah, they don't have one.
Yeah, the Saints.
Who do they list? Tyler Shuck?
Tyler Shuck. They have him. One of the most surprising developments of the 2025 draft was Tyler Shuck being the third quarterback off the board, the 26-year-old rookie. I cannot believe that the Saints drafted Brandon Weeden in the second round and have him playing on being their starting quarterback. You know what the Saints got playing? They got 1-2-3 arch. That's what they got. Absolutely ready. They got Drew Aller energy is what the Saints have coming up this season.